One of the data sets that people are looking at in this field was presented at ASCO, and you were part of that trial. Can you talk about what you looked at and what you saw there?
Yeah. So this clinical trial that we've now presented on several occasions and have published early phase results and are working on publishing some of the more mature data combines venetoclax, the BCL2 inhibitor, with a hypomethylator, either azacitidine or decitabine, for older, newly diagnosed AML patients that aren't considered to be candidates for standard intensive induction chemotherapy. And the results that we're reporting are really remarkable. Response rates that approach 70% to 80%, responses across all biological subgroups of patients, including the traditional adverse risk groups that don't have good responses to intensive chemotherapy approaches, durability and depth of responses, unlike any that I've seen, and overall survival that is really, really promising. So I think a paradigm shift with this therapy in this population.
Just out of curiosity, how do you think it would compare to 3+7?
We've actually done that comparison at our institution, and I actually just heard this publication has been accepted so people can read about this. But when at our institution, when I compare 33 patients who received this treatment with first 88 patients as internal controls who were treated over a similar time period, similar population with any treatment except azacitidine and venetoclax, the response rates are massively significantly different, something like 85% versus 50% CR rates. And then the overall survival curve, I mean, you could drive a truck through.
But now you're talking about older patients.
That's older patients and treated in a variety of different ways, high intensity and low intensity. Now, when we focus in on the 30-odd patients who we did give intensive chemotherapy to, older untreated patients, the response rates are not significantly different with azacitidine, but the survival is clearly trending toward, you know, statistical significance. So I think there's real benefit there.
For the azacitidine?
For azacitidine versus older patients who were deemed fit for induction chemotherapy at our institution.
So what about the outcomes with younger patients who get 3+7? And what do we know about venetoclax rituximab in younger patients?
Yeah, so that is the key question in my opinion. So when we did that analysis at our institution, once again, the response rates are no better. And again, when you compare a younger set of patients who get induced versus our older set of patients who weren't considered eligible for induction getting venetoclax aza, the survival curves remarkably are trending towards significance and clearly clinically significant just with a glance for superiority in the older patient population who got the less intensive therapy. That's remarkable. So in my view, that's exactly what we need to be doing. And in fact, that's a clinical trial that I'm about to open, is not inducing younger newly diagnosed AML patients, but instead giving them the same therapy that has been so successful in the older population. And so I think there's a lot of hesitancy, and I understand that around doing this, there's a lot of sensitivity around this. But I do think that if I could look 5-10 years into the future, based on these results and the applicability of them, in my view, to younger patients, I think there is a near future where we're not going to be inducing patients, any patients.
So putting aside regulatory issues, and I would assume this is, I don't think it's approved yet, or is it?
Correct. No, not approved
yet. So it sounds like it's heading towards approval. If it were approved, or let's just say if you could get it paid for or payment wasn't an issue, would you or are you now offering it to younger patients?
So we do have a very robust off-label access program for venetoclax because of these really promising results in the elderly patients, and not just my institution. I think all my colleagues all across the country, if they don't have a clinical trial, they're trying to get off-label use. In the younger patient population, given the great sensitivity around this, I would not do that outside of a clinical trial. But within the context of a clinical trial, which I hope to, again, open soon, that is exactly what I plan to do. Yeah.